As you may recall, if you were paying strict attention yesterday, and you have a good memory, last night was game night. We went over to our pal Jason and Rachel's house, and we played games. Would you like to know what games I played? I'm going to tell you. So if you don't want to know, maybe stop the episode. We'll wait until you hear the theme song, because you can sing along, and then stop the episode. Otherwise, right after the theme song, you're going to hear the games we played.
Your Daily Lex.
Tons of Cards Against Humanity. Just kidding. We didn't play that at all. We played some good games. We had brought a game that I love and Lauren loves called In Cahoots. As far as I can tell, they don't make this game anymore, which is a shame because it was a great party game. It is a great party game. It was made in the, I think 2016 or so. But all the answers are two-word phrases. Smartphone, disco ball, jury room, whatever. And you have a certain number of words you can use, taboo style, where you can't use the actual words, to get people to guess their two-word phrases. Not only do the guesser and clue giver have a finite amount of time per round, they also, the clue giver has a finite amount of words they can use, which changes by turn. So you roll a die, maybe you can use 7 words total on this turn. And you want to get as many people to guess their words as you can. So if you have 7 words, you might use 1 or 2 words to get somebody to get their phrase, and then you'll still have time and words left to get somebody else to guess their 2-word phrase. Anyway, we had a lot of fun, and it is a shame that that game no longer is made. We played Mountain Goats. The game Mountain Goats shares a name with the band Mountain Goats, a band that in theory I should like because people who like some of the bands I like Mountain Goats, but they're just not for me. I don't hate it. It's just not for me. But Mountain Goats was fun. And apparently we were playing an expanded edition that Jason had. And Jason, as I may have alluded to yesterday, he loves those Catan style games, like longer strategic games. And he knew that that's not what we were in the mood for yesterday. And when he first starts taking it out and setting it up, you're like, is this going to be? And then you saw, well, there just aren't enough cards for this to be crazy complicated. And it was not. It was a lot of fun. Some luck, some strategy. Lauren, I think, very aptly thought of it as Yahtzee, but with more strategy. And it was fun. It was a lot of dice rolling and math. Not like complicated math, but how are you going to add up your dice and use them? It was good. It was a good game. I almost put the game on my wish list. And I was like, well, I like playing with Jason and Rachel. Will I ever play it any other time? I don't know. I love games. I just don't play them enough. Wish we did. If we had a different friend circle, we'd probably play more board games. But that's not what my local friends are into, which is okay. So we did that. Then we also played Bears vs. Babies, which is made by a company that makes a lot of goofy games. And it's apparently my second time playing that game, although I honestly think it was the first, but we had already opened all the things inside it. And it's cute. It's funny. And it's cleverly done up. But it's not a game that I ever really need to play again. Games that are built where it's like, look how clever we were making this are not exactly my jam. So we had a decent time with that one, but whatever. But it was a great time. Also, while we were there, we got to try some unusual seltzer flavors that neither Laura nor I had had before. I don't know how unusual they are, but they were new to us. First, they had an apple seltzer, and I love apple, and I love seltzer, so the apple seltzer was good. They also had a brown sugar clementine flavor, which everybody would taste and then make a face. And it tasted right. It didn't taste bad, but it was still weird. It tasted both right and weird. And it did taste more like brown sugar than clementine, but it was good. And then finally, there was one other seltzer thing I had. And this one had 20 calories in it, which, wow. I can't remember all the flavors. I think it was strawberry lime. And it was pretty good, too. And it also had, like, fiber in it or something. Anyway, that's my update from yesterday's game night. Then I came home and went to sleep. You now know all about my evening. I hope you are having a wonderful day. August 13th. Wow. Incredible day. More soon. Goodbye.
Lex. Bye.